won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We're going to do a talk show. It's so nice to be at the Wonderland Ballroom. Oh, it's so nice to be here. This show has been going on for about 2.5 years, and it took 2.5 years to get to the Wonderland Ballroom. I'm like 3 to 4 years behind pop culture. I know this place is fantastic. That's the weird thing about on-demand culture. No one has to watch anything live. No one has to see anything live. It's easy to just stay in and catch up, and that's what I've been doing. I've been watching the last season of Dexter, and boy, is that show good. That's a good show. It's hard to not like a murderer. Here's why. He murders the right people. It's so nice. He fulfills every Superman fantasy that anyone that's been a feminist ever could agree with. Does he kill rapists? Yes. I love Dexter. If I ever have a daughter, I want her or him. You know what? I'm liberal. I want them to marry a man like Dexter, someone that's, well, he's very fit. He has a very good job. He has a crazy good savings account. He doesn't really drink alcohol. Occasionally, he'll have a beer. And he murders evil. How is that not good? Speaking of murdering evil, I'm watching the Netflix of the Dexter, and Netflix says, hey, person that loves murders, you know what else you'll love is Yo Gabba Gabba. So for the first time, earlier today, 1 a.m., I watched an episode of Yo Gabba Gabba. Once again, 4 years behind the curve. That's okay. That show's insane. Has anyone seen that show? The fucking show is called Eat It. We watched the episode entitled Eat It. It's about eating vegetables and blah, blah, blah. The first, like, scene, I guess, if you could call it a scene, is a carrot and celery talking to the person that just ate the other food about how they want to also party in their tummy. That's not right. How is that a good lesson to teach your children? Vegetables are alive, you might be murderers. Like Dexter. See, there's a theme. The second song, my favorite song, is about snack time. I think it's a woman because her name is, like, Bessie or something. That seems like a female name. I'm not really sure. I might be sexist. She doesn't want to eat her snack, which is yogurt. So they do a whole song about, just try it, you'll like it. That is the best rapist song ever. Just try it, you'll like it. You know what Dexter doesn't do? Try things. He murders evil. And that's what I like about the Wonderland Ballroom. They're murdering evil. If you think about it, it makes sense. Wait. It doesn't make any sense. I take that back. But I just like being here. Yet I feel 4 years behind. Like, I am still in shock that we have a black president. That should be, like, totally normal. I'm actually more shocked that there's a celebrity from Alaska. Who would have thought? That's crazy. My voice got high. I'm just happy Michelle Bachmann's in the race. Here's Rye. I've been drinking whiskey, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle Bachmann is, like, pure evil. I've seen her once. She's a looker, let me tell you. She is. She looks great. For a horrible human being, like someone that Dexter should murder, she looks great. She'd be like top 10 of his murder victims. I'm really into this Dexter. Did anybody hear about this show? This is the closest we're going to get since Woodrow Wilson to like a blatant racist president who's also sexist. Has that ever happened with a woman? No. Awesome. Awesome times are ahead of us, just like the awesome time we're going to have tonight at the Wonderland Ballroom. You like that transition? Smooth. That was right. We have absolutely amazing guests tonight. I've been trying to get this guy on the show since we started doing the show in D.C. 7 months ago, and I'm really, really happy he's here. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Ryan Holiday from Blue Brain. Ryan's here. We have stand-up comedy from Evan Valentine. Please put your hands together for Evan. And closing the show will be music from Adrian Harco. Without further ado, Nathan Jurgens and Ian Walters, take it away.
Hey, thanks for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. It would be awfully kind of you to consider donating to keep this show alive. But we understand that money may be tight right now. So if you can't donate, please sign up on our mailing list. We promise it's not too annoying. Thanks for listening. And now back to the show.
That just happened. This is
This is one of my favorite times I've ever had on the stage because Nathan has stepped in for whenever Ian is sick. And since Ian is a musician, he's sick all the time. There you go. Why are you both doing it? Ian, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
Nathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Ian, what have you been up to in the last 9 days since our last show?
Abusing drummers.
Have you been? Are you used to playing with a drummer?
I am. We have a good friend, a couple good friends that we play drums with. Andrew Guterman from the Pie Tasters. Kent Stacks from Scream.
Really?
Yeah. So,
is that the guy that replaced Grohl?
That's the other way around. Grohl replaced him. But actually, now that Scream is coming back, he's replaced Grohl. So take that.
No, you picked the wrong guy, totally. You don't want the millionaire?
No.
No, that makes
sense.
It's
too bougie.
Fuck drummers.
That's true. Fuck drummers. On that note, let's bring up the not drummer.
That's right.
Play your music. I am so happy that they're here. I really want to thank them before I abuse them any further. So, Ian and Nathan, coming to the stage, he's part of Blue Brain, one of the most innovative bands in Washington, D.C. Hell, the world. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Ryan Holiday. Ryan, you're in Blue Brain.
Correct.
You're in the band is also your brother.
That is also correct.
Was that a good idea?
God, yeah, I mean, that's a good question. We get along really well most of the time, but when we fight, we know how to go for the jugular. I don't know if you guys have siblings, but when you fight, it's like you know exactly how to...
What do you usually fight about?
Usually, I mean, it's always about music.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, so it's not petty things. It's always a creative decision.
When did you start playing together?
Well, we kind of learned music together.
Really?
I learned piano, and he learned guitar, and we kind of taught each other when we were pretty young.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. When did you decide to make this a career, or is it a career?
Yeah, we don't get really paid for it yet.
Yet. But, yet's the key word. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, but we've been doing it for a while. We played in... more of a kind of a traditional band before this called the Epochs when we lived up in New York.
Why did you move back to D.C.? Because you're from around here, correct?
Yeah, we grew up here and then we moved to New York. I don't know, we were just kind of... our drummer at the time got an offer to go on tour with this kind of a bigger artist, this guy Tricky. And so we were all like, you've got to
Wait. Yeah, that guy Tricky, you know the guy that banged Bjork all those years ago? Yeah, that guy. Have you banged Bjork?
No. But okay. By proxy, I think I have, kind of.
That's
kind
of nice. Right? I think Bjork's delightful. I think everyone on stage would like to have intimate times with Bjork, and I don't think that's sexist.
In the swan dress.
Once again, you have a mic, Ian. Thank you so much for not using it. So, when was that? When did you move back from New York?
I guess that was about 3 years ago now.
Okay. Are you glad you're back?
I am. I love being in D.C. now.
Speaking of being in D.C. now... Thanks for the transition. You've designed, I think, the best reason to own an iPhone. It's the National Mall app. If you're listening to this and you don't know what it is, well, why don't you explain it? You designed it, correct?
Sure. Yeah, it's a location-aware album is kind of what we're calling it, which is a little bit of a misnomer because it's really not, it's not an album in the traditional sense that you listen to it as a long player. You have to be on the mall to hear this, and it's a smartphone app. So you download it for your iPhone, and as you sort of traverse the landscape that is the mall, the music changes with you. So it's kind of like a choose your own adventure of an album. If that makes sense.
It's amazing. There's no other way to describe it. When did you think, hey, I know, I'll spend all this time doing something that's going to be really hard to make money on, that no one has ever done before? Like, what was the impetus for doing this?
You know, I don't really remember why we decided to kind of
fantastic.
Go down this rabbit hole. But we knew that once we had the idea, we just explored to see, has anybody done this? How hard would it be to do? And you know, it definitely took a lot of learning. Like, the learning curve was steep, but really it's no different than kind of what the engine that's in a video game. If you think about how a video game works, as your sort of character walks towards, say, a waterfall.
Of course.
The sound of that will increase or decrease based on proximity.
Yes, but most musicians aren't video game developers.
Right.
So, when did you start doing it?
We kind of had the concept about a year ago and then sort of started researching it. And then I guess for the past 6 months we've been working on the music side of it after we got all the tech down, which is interesting because you have to sort of write in a way that's very different. Like we had a giant printout of the map where we'd sort of look at it from all different angles and say, would this melody work coming from this direction? How about from this way? So it's kind of a different sort of writing process.
Did you work with anybody else to make this happen? Because do you know about software at all? Or?
We don't. We have a friend up in New York that helped us with a little bit of this.
Good.
And then but it was, you know, none of us had ever really done anything like this. So every sort of problem we encountered, we just had to figure it out. And
what was the major problem? What was the one thing that you couldn't jump?
You know,
What was the one thing you couldn't jump? I'm thinking in video game terms, but like 1984 video game terms. What was the most difficult aspect of developing this game? That's an adult question. Right. Not nearly as good or funny, and I shouldn't have went on that tangent.
This conversation could definitely go down the hole of getting very techie and boring. But to make it very simple, the most difficult thing was the phone figuring out where you are.
Okay.
Your iPhone doesn't always give information to the server telling you where you are. So we had to sort of compensate for that and create crossfade so it felt like it was a continuous thing.
And it's free?
It's free.
Why did you decide to make it free?
Well, it's the mall. Everything's free over there. But no,
okay.
Really, we had to... we plan on doing this for other cities and having...
What's next?
The next one's in New York, actually.
What in New York?
You know, we were going to do Queens.
Queens?
No, there's a park up in Queens.
Oh.
Called, yeah, just the,
that'd be great.
Yeah, Queens, yeah.
It just says, move, Queens. Everywhere yeah. you go.
There's a park there that was the site of the World's Fair in 1939. Mm-hmm. We were going to do it there because it's like a really cool, all these sort of old, rusted over, futuristic-looking structures. Ultimately, a lot of people advised us that's kind of shooting yourself in the foot and nobody's going to try it. So we ended up doing it in Central Park.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that going? Because that's a lot bigger than the mall.
You know, it's actually not. And
really?
Fact, yeah, it's not too much bigger. The distance from the Capitol to the Lincoln is exactly the same distance.
Okay.
Park. Yeah. It's a little wider, but...
I have the app on my phone now, but I realize since I'm not in the mall, I can't really go any further than this logo.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're on the mall, that question mark would become a play button.
Yes.
And that screen would be in color.
And the design is kind of like a guitar. Is that right? For the mall itself?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. No, you mean the map itself?
The map itself, yes.
Oh, no, I mean, that was just based on the map, but I like
it. It looks kind of like a guitar.
Of it.
The first time I used it, I felt like I was in my own film. Was that the point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody kind of, everybody wants to have a soundtrack to their own
exactly.
life. Exactly. Right?
I really want to use this app in the winter when it's like a blizzard out. Because when I was there, a lot of softball was happening. When you designed your app, did you think of softball? Because that seems to be the point of the National Mall these days.
I totally agree. It's a weird thing because there's a huge section of the mall, that whole kind of...
Between like the
museums.
Is it the house...
Like between the Capitol, basically, and the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
A long lawn that's essentially used for, kickball, mm-hmm. softball. So a lot of...
You don't look like a softball fan. Based on your watch alone, you don't look like a softball fan. You're a well-dressed
and
man,
really
by the way.
I really grew to hate softball. No.
Do you really?
No, I don't hate softball. But you know what? It makes it so that there are certain things that you can't hear when somebody is playing softball in the mall.
Yeah.
On nice days, kind of takes up a lot of the area.
I've noticed. Does it actually slow down with you when you slow down?
It does not.
I thought it did.
That's cool.
It's in my head. Yeah. Specifically because I try to make the horse's part last as long as possible. Uh-huh. Does anyone? No, no. Okay. Could you? Okay. There's a little carousel. Mm-hmm. Not in the middle. I don't know where you describe it.
That's right by the hearse horn.
Sure. Yeah. But, yeah. There's only one Smithsonian too. It's really easy to pinpoint that, Ian. Use the mic. And you've kind of hidden this, so all of a sudden this sounds like grand, post-apocalyptic, beautiful tune, and then all of a sudden there's horses.
Right. I mean, that was kind of... So we kind of went between doing...
Whimsical, some might say.
Yeah. I mean, that was sort of what was fun about it, was you could sort of tag things in a landscape with music. So, for instance, there's another one. The one that I really like is there's this payphone down by Constitution Gardens that's like the only payphone on the mall. There's not even a phone on it anymore. It looks like it's about 40 years old.
Really?
And yeah, I don't know when the last time this was used, but what was fun was we put, as you walk by that, it starts to ring.
So I got to do that now.
Yeah.
Do you want to reveal any other secrets for that thing, or do you want to just keep it a surprise?
We'll leave it as that.
That's so great. Are you able to write a regular song now, or does it just seem boring? I'm completely serious.
Yeah, it's like I've eaten the apple, right? No, I don't. No, I think we're still working on normal songs, I guess.
Why though, man? You've done this. Yeah. No one else has done
it. That's the future, right?
Do you have any competition? Are there any other bands that are like, I know what I'll do. I'll lose money.
As far as the app thing goes, well, it's been interesting because right as we announced that we were doing this, Bjork, to bring it full circle.
Really?
Bjork announced that she had, and of course, in typical Bjork fashion, kind of keeps it very vague that she's doing something crazy with apps.
Yay!
And we're just like, oh, great, what is it? Like, is this going to be the exact same thing?
Don't try to compete with Bjork. It's
pointless.
I know,
that was our feeling. So, fortunately, it's very different. What she's doing is totally different than what we're
doing. I heard she's going on a 2-year tour, like she announced the other day.
I don't know if I totally understand it, but fortunately, it's...
Did you stop? No one has ever fully understood it. I love Bjork! God. You know, that's the one ticket I bought from eBay, because I promised the girlfriend, like, we'll go to Bjork, and it cost $350. Oh.
When did you see her? When was that?
2001.
Oh, cool.
Right before 9/11. Never forget. Did you forget? where else? Would you do this again for anywhere else in D.C.?
We don't have any plans to.
Okay. Do you have one for your house? Or is it too small?
It's too small, I think. But we could do one for yours, maybe.
Could you do one for a bar crawl?
Hey, that would be cool, and it kind of gets more saloony as you
go. Yeah, I'm completely serious.
Like, more sloppy. It starts out kind of like Scott Joplin, and then divulges into kind of
pain.
Madness. Yeah, pain.
I'm just, by the last bar, it's just Nirvana's You Know You're Right over and over and over again. Apparently, no one else likes Nirvana as much as me. That's completely normal. You're all healthy. Good job. What's the goal for Blue Brain? Because it seems like you guys don't want to just release albums and tour and then get divorced. Like, you seem to have a more inventive goal. So what is that? Or is it? Is it kind of like Bjork? Is it just like, whatever project sounds fun, that's what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think that is kind of what it is. We don't really have... I mean, we have other things that we're working on, and it's kind of just always what the next step is. And it's just been fun. I mean, you know, we kind of decided early on that we weren't going to do... The traditional kind of touring thing. But the cool thing is, I mean, this project has sort of opened up a lot of possibilities. I mean, we're doing it in other cities, and there's...
besides New York, is there...
Besides New York, we're going to do... Well, we actually just got asked to do one for the festival, South by Southwest, so actually do...
Whoa!
The grounds of the festival.
How are you going to do that? Because isn't it only like 2 blocks long or something like that?
We don't know exactly how we're going to do it. We're still in the very early stages of it. But we might do it... There's a sort of waterfront there where it's like the river that kind of goes down. We might do it along that as a walking thing. I don't know.
Here's kind of the problem with that. You said that the app is kind of meant to be like your own thing. Like when there's softball going on, it's not a good thing. During South by Southwest, how are you going to be able to hear your app?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd really have to think about that and figure out a creative way to do it. Because you're right, the way this, it would have to be different in some way. But I don't know. It's an interesting opportunity that we kind of feel like would be worth trying out. You know?
Are you open for people to commission you to score their locations of life?
Yeah, I think I'd be open to that.
Because, for example, whenever I go to Giant, I have, like, black metal in my head, just, like, the most angry metal possible. And then when I go to Harris Teeter, I have Dave Matthews Band in my head because it's like, this sucks, but it's a little cleaner, but everything is overpriced. I wish I was on heroin like the bassist in Dave Matthews Band.
Right.
So he's a big heroin fan and a big Pumpkins fan. That's a callback to Nathan, callback to 18 episodes ago. You have no idea what's going on right now.
I have no idea. But
that's
fantastic. I'll jump back a little bit. Yeah, I like the idea of doing it in different locations. One of the things we did talk about was the idea of doing secret hidden tracks, like on a CD, but putting them in different locations.
Yes, do that.
Yeah.
Man, this is... I feel like a fanboy. I'm so sorry that this is not a better interview, but I'm just really, really excited.
I'm having fun.
I cannot vouch for how awesome this... This is worth buying the iPhone. I'm not joking. You could buy the shitty one for $50. It's totally worth it. Does it work for the iPad?
I'm downloading it right now.
It's amazing.
It's
so fucking
cool. It's
a big app, yeah.
Did you ever think about combining film with it? Just like a bunch of public domain stuff?
No.
Or is that too much sensory overload?
I don't know. Break that idea down a little bit.
Well,
talk about it.
Almost every silent film is public domain at this point. So you can easily find any silent film that was based around D.C. or any major metropolis. Metropolis? What the fuck? And just cut that in. So whenever you're, like, let's say you're at, fuck. This is a bad thing. Okay, say you're at the house, right? You can put in, shit, they remade it into a Keanu Reeves film that no one watched. It's famous DC sci-fi film. This is why you... Thank you. The Day the Earth Stood Still. They crash into that building. Like, just all of a sudden, like, it breaks in your phone and you see that in addition to the music. And then you could have, like, a sci-fi score to it.
I like that. I like having no video and then one
yeah.
part.
Yeah, like, all of a
Keanu
sudden,
Reeves
just breaks in.
And I'd be like, that was interesting.
And then it's just Keanu Reeves banging.
And it won't quit on your phone at that point. It just... That's it.
Well, I can't top that. So... Ian demanded that I get rid of the old book of questions. We got some new books of questions. So you can either answer. This is better. How could you boo? We haven't done it yet. You just... Why would you hate good things, Nathan? Okay. So you get to answer the book of questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. Or you get to tell a joke from Pocket Pal Jokes to Tell. Which one would you like?
I'll tell a joke.
You're going to tell a joke. I need you to pick a number between... 2 and 220.
Let's go with 2.
You're not a fan of microphones, are you, sir?
2.
Number 2. Here we go. There are 3 jokes on this page. Pick the one that you wish.
Okay. I'm already laughing. Why are 4-legged animals bad dancers?
Why are 4-legged animals bad dancers?
Because they have 2 left feet.
Oh! Ryan Holiday, it's time for plugs. Where can people find Blue Brain? Where can people find this fucking amazing app? I'm not joking. I'm so in awe of you right now.
Thank you. You can download the app for free if you have an iPhone or an iPad on the App Store.
And it just search National Mall?
Yeah. It says National Mall by Blue Brain.
I highly, highly recommend it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ryan Holiday, everybody.
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though, so why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
Did you hear that somebody mixed the Wu-Tang Clan and Fugazi?
Wugazi.
Wugazi, everybody! Yay!
Wugazi.
Nothing like mixing straight edge with the opposite. Coming to the stage, he's someone Ian vouched for. As soon as he came in the door, Ian said he looked like shit. I hope that doesn't affect his stand-up comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Evan Valentine!
How you guys doing tonight? Yeah, doing all right? Give a round of applause to everybody up here tonight, huh? Come on, you guys can do a little better now. Let's go, yeah? You guys drinking a little bit? Had a couple drinks so far? Yeah? I see someone is drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon right there. Yeah? I don't understand Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's confusing to me because the name implies that at some point, Pabst Beer won a blue ribbon. And my question is how? When?
1893.
Where? Which? The only way that I can figure that Pabst won a blue ribbon is that there was a state fair in the middle of nowhere and the mayor of the town just said, "It is with great honor that I decree that Pabst Beer here in the town of Skaggsville has won the great honor and the blue ribbon for beer that tastes the most like yellow water." it's just, it's funny to me. I'm a little scared of that joke because I think that at some point, like, an angry hipster is going to rush the stage and just take the mic away from me and be like, give me that mic, man. What are you doing? Pabst Blue Ribbon is better than you. You don't know what you're doing. Give me that. I'm going to tell stand-up comedy now. Have you guys ever woken up after a Death Cab for Cutie concert and been out of weed? It's like, what? Oh, shit, I'm late for my job at Kinko's. I'm going to have to wrap it up. As you can see, I look like shit. Second off, I'm very tall. I don't know if you guys were able to figure that out from me being an ogre, but I'm very tall, and it's getting kind of annoying because everybody is always asking me the same questions on a daily basis, which is just like all the time. It's just like, how tall are you? Did you play basketball in high school? How big are your feet? How big is your dick? I don't know all the answers to these questions. Crazy homeless guy who's masturbating on the metro in front of me? I don't know. I don't know the answers. It's funny because another question that people ask me is, Evan, when you see another person who's taller than you, is that kind of a weird situation? And I'm like, well, it's not so much a weird situation. It's a little hard to describe, but have you ever seen the movie The Highlander? It's we have to kill each other. It was written in the past. There can be only one Lurch. It's just like a little kid will just see us fighting in the parking lot. Mommy, mommy, there are two tall guys fighting in the parking lot with swords, and it is really fucking weird looking. They are really gangly and should be ashamed of how they look. Aside from that, I think that society in general, it's good. It's good that we're celebrating July 4th, you know, looking at the past. I think that we're not improving as well as we could, except in the area of, like, technology. Like, we are improving a lot in technology. We're improving so much that we don't really know what to do with it. And that was the best way that was exemplified for me was in a commercial for OnStar. Do you guys know what OnStar is? The car, basically, it's in your car. It's a machine. If you get into an accident, you dial it up, and an ambulance just appears out of a teleportation device and picks you up. But basically, in this commercial, and here's the setup for it, there's a guy and a girl, and they're standing outside of an apartment, and they just were on their first date. And the girl goes, thanks, I'll call you later. And he's like, all right. And he gets into his car and is just silent for like 5 seconds, and out of nowhere just goes, OnStar, Facebook. And out of nowhere, a robot voice just goes, OnStar, Facebook, status, update, Susan, OMG, that was the best date of my life. Do you understand? Can you begin to contemplate what just happened? This means that when OnStar, the emergency response system, asked their clients what they most wanted, the number one response was, could it read what like and I do not like on the Facebook? Yes, it can. Can it also give me a blowjob? No? No, just the first one. First one's good. And you know that at some point, OnStar is just going to, like, fuck that up. Someone's going to get into a horrible accident, and he's just going to be like, oh, OnStar, help me! Facebook, status, update, A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A. OnStar, help me. OnStar, my legs are caught beneath the steering wheel! Facebook, status, update. OnStar, my legs are caught beneath the steering Skynet activated wheel. That's how it fucking happens, people. We make machines do the stupidest shit ever, and they rise up against us. Watch Terminator again, knowing that. You'll see. So, that's scary. That commercial freaked me out. But there's another thing that freaked me out a little bit more. Is I was watching a movie while that commercial was on, and that was the scariest movie I think I'd ever seen in my life, which is Ghostbusters. Have you guys seen that movie before? Yes? Ghostbusters fans? Yeah? It's it freaks me out because thank you. in case you didn't know the theme, it freaks me out because not because of the ghosts, but because of the hate that the Ghostbusters had for the ghosts. Because remember that scene where Ray and Venkman are in the hotel and they see Slimer for the first time? That played out very strangely. Just, Ray? Venkman, what is it? It's a ghost, Ray. A ghost, really? What's it doing? Well, it kind of looks like it's eating food that they were going to throw away and generally minding its own business. Light him up! Fuck him up! Shoot lightning out of your gun at him! Hold on a minute, I'm bringing the trap down. Just runs, throws the trap underneath Slimer. Slimer is screaming, "Oh, am I going to heaven now? You're never going to heaven. You're going into this filthy, smelly, disgusting box where you will then be transferred into the vault in the basement of our firehouse, where you will be raped repeatedly by larger ghosts that we have collected over the years. Have you ever seen the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man's dick? Even if you have, get ready for a refresher course. If you haven't, here's a hint, it looks like a marshmallow. So just get ready for that. Ghostbusters, bitch, that's what you get for being different. When there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Bigots. So yeah, aside from that, anybody visiting their parents this weekend or anything? I'm going up to see my parents this weekend. And it's funny, my parents like always want to be involved in my life, and they're involved in my comedy. They give me pointers on my comedy, and they're like, "Well, why don't you ever tell any personal stories?" And I'm like, okay, first joke, I'm going to throw you under the fucking bus. So here's the story of the worst present that I ever received from my parents. And this is completely 100% true. I couldn't make this up if I tried. So I was living with my parents right after college, and they had said to me, get ready because I'm going to give you the greatest gift that you have ever received. And basically I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this present that they give me, and I'm looking at the quilt that they gave to me, and it's like, I'm like, what? It's a quilt. And they're like, turn it around. And so I turn it around and I see that there are 16 individually stitched squares on the back of it. And I'm like, they all have symbols on them, and I'm like, oh, these look kind of familiar. Oh, you took these and made a copy from my shirts and put them on the back of a quilt. No. What happened was my mom snuck into my room when I was out, took 16 of my favorite shirts, cut them up, and stitched them into the back of a quilt. And it's like they'll last forever as a quilt. How am I supposed to have any respect bringing somebody back to my apartment and just being like, hey, do you like the apartment? It's all right, I guess. Did you see the quilt? Ooh, that's a pretty nice quilt. Says he used to play football. Big man. Big enough to pay for my car loan? I don't know. Thank you, guys. It'd be great.
Yep. Evan Valentine, everybody. Sit down, buddy. Evan.
Yes, sir?
Do you currently live with your mother?
On the weekends.
Why did you care that she... How old are you?
I am 28 years old.
Why are you wearing so many t-shirts?
I have to stay...
Wait. The only people that clapped are beautiful women. God forbid you dress the way that makes you seem like an adult.
I like t-shirts, I guess.
It You're wearing place. One now.
I am wearing one right now.
It's a Pulp Fiction as zombie shirt? Yeah. Or Dios de la Huerta?
My girlfriend got it for me.
You she's have a girlfriend?
She's in the audience right now.
Oh, that's so nice. How
Please
you doing?
Please embarrass the shit out of her.
You know what, though? Girlfriend of Evan, he seems like a very nice man. He seems... Look at him. He's like... Seriously, you like if there's a fight, he'll get beat up. No one will touch you. You know he's going to pay for everything out of guilt. Don't knock Pabst in a hipster bar. Rule number one about stand-up comedy. Number two, hipsters are no longer hipster once they show emotion. The Death Cab for Cutie joke. Mm. But it's a funny premise. And also, no hipster says, have you been to the Death Cab for Cutie concert? Nope. Show. They say show. You look more like an ogre when you dress in all green. Like you're doing now. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with ogres. That guy is goddamn lovable. Why does he have to be Scottish, by the way? It's a magical world. You know, that was supposed to be Chris Farley.
Yeah, it was. No, I read his autobiography. It's very depressing.
And then cocaine worked. Okay. Most people that drink at places like the Wonderland don't have a car, and if they do, they could never afford OnStar. That's not a bad thing. You're socially conscious bikers, and I love all of you for that. Here are some possible album titles I have for your... Do you have an album out?
No, I do.
Sooner or later, you might, right? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yep.
Raped repeatedly by marshmallow ghosts.
I like that.
Here in the town of Skaggsville.
Yeah, that's good.
It looks like a marshmallow.
I prefer That's What You Get for Being Different.
No, that's not good. It just blends in. It blends in. Like Hannibal Buress, great friend of the show. His name of the album is My Name is Hannibal.
Nice.
That's a shitty album title. There's no fun in that. That's awful. He's one of the funniest stand-ups in the world. Yet his My Name is Hannibal. Really?
It's true.
So what? There are a lot of true things. Whatever. When'd you start doing stand-up?
I've been doing it for about 5.5 years.
Why? it's a fair question. Why am I doing this? I don't have a dad. Continue.
I didn't get enough attention as a kid.
Obviously. Are your...
Bullshit.
Ian just fake sneezed and said, bullshit. Do your parents love you?
I think so.
Then why are you doing this?
Where are they tonight?
Yeah, where are they tonight?
Where the fuck are they? Why are they not supporting you in your fucking career? Seriously, can we call them?
Whoa, your parents are retired?
Yeah.
And they like what you do?
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
Wait.
How is there a pause on that? That's a simple yes and no question. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Are you a male or female?
I'm a male.
Do you have siblings?
I have no idea.
That's pretty funny. Well, you're not going to top that, so let's end the interview. You were a great guest.
Oh, thank you. I try to be.
You're good. Wait, you tried it. How many of these have you done? How many other talk shows in D.C.? Do I have competition is what I really want to know.
Yes, you do. I'm sleeping around on you.
Who else is doing this?
I do Tyler Sonicson's show, who happens to be in the audience. He's over there.
Wait, Tyler's show at the Bloom Bar, right? Tyler's show a few doors down at the Bloom Bar. That show? Different show. That's your podcast, though. You don't do it like in front of a crowd. Did you steal from me? Did you steal an 89-year-old idea from me that I stole from Mark Twain? Sorry. Tyler's a friend of the show. He's been on the show. He's a great man. That's
Good
it?
Man.
That's your thing?
No, I also do... I have my own podcast called Champions Radio Podcast that I do.
Champions Radio Podcast. Describe the podcast.
I do a character in it. Who's a time traveler? From the
I don't think they're laughing with you, buddy.
And he has a car that talks.
Wait, you're a car that talks?
No. No. He's a time traveler from the 18th century.
He's time traveler from the 18th. Wouldn't he just kill himself after the first time travel because of all the shock and awe?
It kind of drove him to insanity, I'd say.
Yep, that makes sense. I am not interviewing your character. I'm sorry, sir.
It's a far leap.
You have to end...
Do the character?
No, 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 no one said that. No, your girlfriend's saying... Shut up! Your girlfriend is saying no!
Yes.
She's the only one saying no! Listen, listen. She's a keeper. The fact that... Listen, I am in love with Matt. I am in love with my fiance. I would never even look at someone like me, and she said yes to this. She said yes to the dress. Okay. No.
Is your fiance in the crowd?
Yeah, she's back there.
Oh. Hi. Are you horribly embarrassed of him?
No.
Oh, no,
this is
not at all.
This is a good show compared to the rest. Oh, that's sad. That's real sad.
I'll take that as a compliment to me.
No. That's good. That was the best possible. Ian is fed up with you. Look at his face.
This
is great.
Me and Ian go back like 5 years, though.
So yeah. He saw you when you were first starting?
Yeah.
Oh, that had to be painful, Ian.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was a two-way street.
Oh! No, you're a good guy, and I'd love to have you back whenever you want, as long as you don't do a fucking character from the 18th century.
Okay.
So do you want to tell a joke, or do you want to answer a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD?
I feel like I've told enough jokes tonight, so let's go with a question.
Love and Sex, buddy. I need you to pick a number between 1 and 243.
Let's go with 64.
64. Good number. Good number. This is a brand new book. You're getting the first question out of
it. Awesome. Like, wait, why are you ripping the page out?
Because we retire it. We don't want repeats for all the hardcore 14-year-old listeners that listen to every show. No, we want to make it fresh.
No, I mean, I would have gone with 69. No.
It's not funny when you laugh after you say it. Just never, never good. Mm-mm. What do you... Oh, Jesus. What do you do to try to hold on to your partner's love? Would you find it more painful to have your partner stop loving you, leave you, or die in an auto accident?
Oh my God.
This is a keeper! This is the best book!
Wait,
this is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex.
You're
welcome. Do you want me to read it again? You want me to read it again?
I got the first part. I can answer the first part, but then...
What do you do to hold on to your partner's love?
I be a funny stand-up comedian.
Nope.
Boo.
Look at the woman who obviously loves you. She is not happy with that answer. Okay, part two. Would you find it more painful to have your partner stop loving you, leave you, or die in an auto accident? This is the worst.
I guess die in an automobile.
Why? 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 What if she decided to fall in love with an orphanage and she couldn't be with someone as selfish as a stand-up comic and help the whole world?
Did you say if she falls in love with
an orphanage? Yes, she decided to devote herself to charity.
Wait, isn't that pedophilia?
See, that's not funny. That's hack shit right there. Dude, it's bad when the drummer gets a better laugh than you.
As long as one guy laughs at it. Wait, what notes are you writing?
I'm giving you this to take home with you so
okay.
You can frame it.
Oh, cool.
That's true. I assume
what does it say? Evan, you're a sack of shit?
No,
oh,
no.
Okay, I see.
No, I give it to all my guests.
Evan, yes we can.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah. Why is it? Yeah. I know, the crowd likes me again.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Because you were just railing on me.
No, you're a good guy. You really need to marry her because you. Oh man, she made a face when I said that. She.
Oh no!
Damn. Oh no! Ouch. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. One quick
you're
tip.
You're revealing so many things about my relationship that I didn't know.
You're wearing cargo shorts. You should be single. No.
Well,
no. Oh my God, I've never seen someone clap so hard against cargo shorts. I didn't know that was this kind of crowd.
Look at him. He's wearing black pants and brown shoes, though.
Actually, he's wearing... I think those are jeans he's wearing. Wait, by the way, audio podcast. I'm sorry, listener at home. All right, Evan, time to plug your show that's competing with this show.
Oh, that will be... next week, Friday, 7:30 p.m., come to the Velvet Lounge. It's Everybody Gets Laid. You'll see me, A bunch of other comics from the area. It'll be
so good. Wait. You could see a bunch of stand-ups at a show entitled "Everybody Gets Laid." Everyone Gets Laid, and there's a cover, right?
Yeah.
And we happen to be here. All the guys on stage, free. Not trying to date you, and it's free. Oh no! That's going to be a tough one to go to. I don't know which one. Good luck with that, buddy. Evan Valentine, you're a fantastic man. Thank you so much for this. Please put your hands together for Evan Valentine.
Some say it was the open mic of legends, whispers echoing from the walls of Asylum DC on the first and last Tuesday of every month. One person, long insane from amazing drink specials and cactus wrestling, claimed that it was the least painful open mic in all of DC. Was it an illusion? Was it a duck? Neither. It's the Quick and the Damned open mic, the first and last Tuesday of every month, hosted by Brandon Weatherby, Peter Henneman, and Eric Zeger. Sign-up's always at 7:30 p.m., and the show's always at 8 p.m. From the people who brought you live from the lab, and you, me, them, everybody. The Quick and the Damned open mic at the Asylum, 2471 18th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Find out on the first and last Tuesday if you feel lucky. Well, do ya?
There is nothing more powerful than when you sit down, the music stops. Nothing will ever top that. I mean, besides like love and companionship and not dying alone. But next to all that stuff, apparently I'm really in love with my fiance right now. How does that make you feel, sir?
Not as powerful.
Oh, that's a shame. Who am I talking to? Who's the listener at home hearing?
Oh, well, my name's Adrian Krakowski. I'm a DC local musician. And,
but you go by Adrian Hardcore.
I go by Adrian Hardcore, that's correct.
Why?
Well, yeah, so...
Keep talking.
No, keep going. I was in a band with an upright bassist named Gene Finstad, and he named me Adrian Hardcore by my lack of hardcoreness as
okay.
a joke.
So it's an ironic title.
It's an ironic title. Of course, that ironic title doesn't get too far when you start playing things like nursing homes and women's battered women.
Wait, why are you? Oh, ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't fly as well as I thought it was gonna.
Why not change the name? It's not your name.
I'm slowly in the process of changing.
What's your last name again?
Krakowski.
Oh, that's bad too.
Exactly.
Once again, Ian, you had the funniest line of the whole interview. You have a mic, you don't use it, no one knows. He answered with fuck it. Let's think of a name for you. How would you describe your music?
Well, now it's, and that's the thing, is that each record's been different.
Oh,
so
God.
Far. Yeah.
Okay, this interview's over. Pick a question between the Book of Questions, Love and Sex, and Jokes to Tell.
I guess I need jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you don't need jokes, sir.
Okay.
Pick a number between. Oh, you're a good guy. He's been to the show before. I like the guy, obviously. I had him here. No, I like you. Pick a number between 3 and 220.
111.
111. Why 111?
Halfway down.
Halfway down. Binary, that's it. Okay, here are three jokes. Pick your one.
Jesus Christ. I don't when I have options, I don't know what to do with them.
Do the first.
Doctor, I keep thinking I'm a dog.
Why do you keep thinking you're a dog?
Well, get up on this couch and I'll examine you. I don't know how this joke works.
Let me do it. God,
do it.
Here we go.
What I'm doing.
Doctor, I keep thinking I'm a dog.
Why do you think you're a dog?
Well, get up. No. Don't. No.
Don't do it.
No, this is my time with the mic.
See?
Doctor, I keep thinking I'm a dog. Well, get up on this couch and I'll examine you. I can't. I'm not allowed on the furniture.
There's a lot of words there. I don't know. Double digits?
There are 25 words in a joke.
That's what I'm talking
about. How many words are in your songs?
More.
Yeah, and those are hard to tell, too. Thanks for being here, buddy. Is that your, serious face?
I don't know.
You're a good guy. You actually know Ian, too. Is that correct?
I've known Ian just as long as Evan has.
This is nice. This is a weird reunion for a show we've never done in a new venue before, so that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear you. Ian's been vouching for you for months, and you were going to say something?
I'm a big fan. I like the Adrian Krakowski hardcore routine. I've known it for years, and it keeps getting better, and I'm rooting for it a great deal.
Ian, we've done this show for 7 months now, an average of three times a month,
right?
Which makes it, we've had roughly 21 musical guests.
That's a lot.
If that makes sense. Maybe. Ooh, that doesn't sound right at all. We've probably had more. You hate everyone. There's like two
generally
that you actually like.
Yes.
So the fact that he's vouching for you makes me very, very excited to see you. Yes. Thanks so much for doing this, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Adrian Hardcore is going to sit up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Without further ado, please put your hands together, everybody, for Adrian Hardcore, everybody. Yeah! Adrian Hardcore.
Yeah?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Clock sounds 7 a.m. Tuesday morning. Sunlight finds her through her bedroom blind. She wakes up, takes a glance in the mirror, rushes to her head, misses the bus, bites to chase.
Oh, we're not over.
guys very much. Hope you guys enjoying your 4th of July weekend. Happy Friday to everybody. Happy Canada Day. Nobody go blow off their hand this weekend or not.
We'll have to spit it up or something because this crowd doesn't want to. All right.
Lightning around. Lightning ahead. Better off dead tell me he wins. Long road to Virginia if you take it from me. And he's dancing. In my life I saw so lightning grows ahead. Distance from behind it's fading out my. Save you from me too. From some power, some good. Yeah, well, it's 3 hours of sunrise. I can see it in your eyes. Looking for where I am. Not still in my dice. It's a new kind of world. Take on this love, yeah. Falls like religion, small towns like vision. Search for when all ghosts start to hang around. But if you save me from myself, I can save me too. Save me from something borrowed, something blue. Thank you guys very much for listening. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Ryan Holiday, Blue Brain, fantastic. Evan Valentine, fantastic. Adrian Hardcore, fantastic. This is a great show. Thanks everybody for coming out and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.